Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with local Girl Scout troop leaders Jennifer Sedlock and Rusty Wood about the cake auction tonight. Girl Scout service unit for the area is holding a cake auction during the holiday extravaganza here in Indianola. Tell us a little bit about that.
The Girl Scouts in the service area were allowed to make cakes at home, choosing one of the five themes that we came up with as a service unit, and then they are donating them to be auctioned off. The funds for the auction will be used to promote our service unit activities, to support girls, and to help our graduating seniors with memberships as they come through the program.
Talk a little bit about the themes chosen for this year's cake auction and how you came up with those and what they are.
All of us leaders meet once a month, and so we kind of sat down and thought of some ideas we thought the girls might think was fun. So one of the themes this year is a winter wonderland. Another one is holiday theme, anything that they want related to the holidays, a hometown pride. And then they also did a movie theme. And our last one is a Girl Scout theme. So they can create anything that's related to Girl Scouts. So we're excited to see what the girls come up with.
All right. Have you talked to any of the girls? Have they given you a plan on what they maybe want to do, or what can people expect coming in?
I think that Girl Scouts is very focused on girl-led, and we've left it up to the girls to kind of use their own imaginations as to what they want to take those themes to be. So we're looking forward to see what they've come up with and kind of keep it a surprise.
What should people know coming in? How is this cake auction going to work? Where is it going to be, and how can people participate?
Well, thanks to our nice sponsors here at KNIA, we are holding the live cake auction here at their new location in Indianola on the corner of Howard and Ashland off the square. And Putney Auction Service has also been very great to us, and they're coming to do the live auction for us. The auction will occur at 7 p.m. The girls will be bringing their cakes in between 4:30 and 6:30 that night, so you can come and look in the windows of the KNIA building, and you'll get to see their wonderful creations. The girls are also being judged by one of our council members on their different themes so that they can win some nice little prizes for doing their creations.
All right, so it's a fun little competition as well as people can buy some cakes. What are you kind of expecting, and what's the goal for this auction, and where is the funds going towards?
Our service unit earns funds only from the activities that we promote and that we actually host. We don't have any outside funding sources whatsoever, so when we do these fundraisers, we put them back into the girls. We've hosted events in the past, such as sleepovers for the Girl Scouts. We have done service unit Pinewood Derbies. Most recently, we purchased our own derby track with the funds provided. We do have a couple of Girl Scouts that are heading into almost their senior year of high school, and when they graduate, the service unit will support their lifetime membership costs so that they can continue with Girl Scouts as adults.
Talk about the Girl Scout unit here in Indianola and the area, and just kind of some of the fun things, like you said, with the derby that you have going on, and how maybe other people can come and enjoy what you guys do.
Currently, we have girls in grades K through 10, but we do go K through 12 as girls are interested. I am the registrar for our area, so if anybody has questions about registering for Girl Scouts, they can either contact me, my name's Jennifer Sedlock, or they can go onto the Girl Scout website, which is www.girlscoutsiowa.org, and there is a link on there that says Join Now, so they can click on Join Now and register online, and then that information will get sent to me, and I'll help place them in their correct grade level troops. And we have 10 active troops right now in our area, ranging from 4 girls to 25 girls. So it just kind of depends on the grade level of how many girls are participating right now. They do all sorts of activities, from community service to crafts to camping to just about anything you can imagine these girls love to do. We help them extend into those capabilities that they're looking out for. One of the other activities that our girls are currently working on is we have our fourth grade troop that is working on their bronze award, which is one of the higher awards that Girl Scouts can earn. It's the highest award a fourth grader can earn, and fifth grader. So if you would like to come out and support those girls, they are going to be holding a breakfast with Santa on Saturday, December 15th from 8 to 10:30 in the morning at the Indianola First United Methodist Church. It is $5 a person at the door. You do not need to RSVP. And the girls are serving a pancake breakfast, so they would be happy to see you and come and visit Santa.
All right, one final time, just kind of give the details on the cake auction and what people can expect come during the holiday extravaganza here in Indianola.
The cakes will be available for viewing as early as 4:30 up until 6:30, and then we will have a judging contest within our own service unit from council. At 7 o'clock, Putney Live Auction will be at the corner of Howard and Ashland in the radio station building, and you can bid on those cakes. It will be a cash auction. You will need to obtain a number from the auction services and then purchase your cake and then pick up your cake as you go home.
Thanks to Jennifer Sedlock and Rusty Wood for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.